Tanglewood has announced a $30 million expansion on its campus in the Berkshires. The managing director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Mark Volpe, says work will begin late this summer on a new four-building complex.
Well, there have been really four transformational moments in Tanglewood's history. The first, obviously, would be when the festival was created and 37, of course, during the Depression, and then 1940, the music center, the school component was added, and then, of course, a third transformational moment was with the building of the Ozawa Hall. So this would be the fourth, where we're adding a complex of buildings that will be used by the students of the Tanglewood Music Center, occasionally by the Boston Symphony musicians, but also be the site for a new learning institute, the Tanglewood Learning Institute, which will be inaugurating in 2019.
When is groundbreaking expected and when is completion expected?
Well, we hope to break ground. Obviously, it has to be permitted, but we hope to break ground in September of this year, in fact. We're going to construction documents. We have Bill Ron, who actually is the architect of record for Ozawa Hall, engaged, and we have a fantastic landscape architect, the same landscape architect that did the incredible project at the Clark, surrounding the Clark. And so ultimately, we hope that we will have a groundbreaking ceremony with the shovels in August. No real construction can begin until after we're done with the season at Tanglewood. And then it will probably take a good year and a half to build. We're building four different structures and varying levels of complexity. And so we hope to, we have to have it completed by the spring of 2019.
So construction will come to a temporary halt during the Tanglewood season the summer after?
Well, our hope is that we'll have the four pavilions or four buildings enclosed so they can do some work. Anything that would interfere with the school or concert activity, of course, won't happen. We'll have to it'll be a little bit of a challenge in terms of scheduling, but this summer it's always, and the summer of 18 is actually a very special summer for us because we'll be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Leonard Bernstein, a gentleman for 30 plus years associated with the Tanglewood Festival and Tanglewood Music Center.
What was its genesis? Who came up with this idea, and what was the need? Who thought we need this building on Tanglewood?
There was a strategic planning process that actually was commenced in 2009 when we were in a pretty significant recession and things looked so we quickly convened a group that just focused on Tanglewood and quickly concluded that we did not have the requisite space for the students of the Tanglewood Music Center, and then we have this wonderful partnership with Boston University for the high school program. There are about 400 or 500 high school kids, and so we needed a space that could ultimately be used for orchestra rehearsals and chorus rehearsals and all that. In addition, we felt that. That this was an incredible opportunity to focus on this wave, demographically speaking, of course, of baby boomers who have just begun to retire. We started thinking about a learning institute. We had these one-day university where we had three distinguished professors come and they sold out almost immediately. So there's obviously an appetite. We did quite a bit of marketing research, both internally and externally. Internally, meaning the Berkshire community, and going beyond, and so we Tanglewood is basically the preememinent festival in North America. We talked to the Yo-Yo Ma's and the John Williams and many other people that we've been associated with for decades, and got their input, and everyone thought this was a fantastic idea, and we were very fortunate to secure lead gifts. So the construction costs of this four building complex are already covered, and obviously we always need to raise additional money to endow the ongoing operating costs of the buildings as well as the programming that will go inside the buildings. So we're not done raising money, but I think as evidenced by people rising to the challenge and frankly paying for these buildings, it was obviously something that excited the donor community and certainly excited us, and obviously excited the artistic community as well.
Mark Volpe is the managing director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra.